Hi, Grace. Welcome back. You're on WGN.
Hi, how are you?
Isn't it a shame that I've got to turn that singing down to talk? I mean, that was pretty good.
Thank you. Honestly, that's the first time I'm hearing it back. I hate listening to myself back, so that's the first time I was hearing it, and I didn't hate it, which is exciting.
Hooray. Yeah, I wonder, really, are you your own worst critic that way? Because everybody loves you.
Absolutely. I nitpick literally everything I do, so I try to just be easy on myself because, you know, it's live TV, it's a lot of pressure, so
yeah, no
I just
kidding.
Try to be easy on myself.
That was you from last Sunday. You looked terrific. You sang so well. I mean, you didn't feel that there was a flaw in that performance, did you? Or was there a note you hit that you didn't think was its best?
I don't know because I haven't listened to it back.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Well, as you were doing it, you do remember you were there, right, Grace? How did it
feel?
Yes,
I do.
How did it feel?
It felt pretty good. I felt pretty solid about most of it. I like I said, I nitpick every little thing. So, and sometimes it almost feels like I'm blacking out during the performance because I just get so nervous and I'm so, like, my heart's racing. So it's almost like a blackout experience, even though I really try to stay in it.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, but are you to the point now, Elif just reminded me, you're in the Final Four. Are you at a point now where you're past some of that? Or as you get closer to the finals, maybe it gets worse. Where are you with the sort of nervousness of it all?
I mean, honestly, so it's weird. My nerves really just come, like, during the performance. I mean, I know at the end of the day, only one person's going to win. So to just be in the top four, it's a blessing, and I'm really grateful. Of course, obviously, eliminations are nerve-wracking, but most of my nerves honestly just come during the performance and right before, just because I always feel this need to keep proving myself and keep getting better. And so I just put a lot of pressure on myself to keep on doing that. So that's really when the nerves kick in the most, is before the performance and during it. So I try to just enjoy the experience and take things as they come. But
tell me where we are. I'm always confused about how these shows work, right? So that's, you said live, like you're going to be on this Sunday night, right?
Yes.
And has that been recorded, or are you going to sing live on TV this Sunday night?
Yes, I am. So this Sunday I'll be singing four songs. So that should be fun. And it goes down from four to the top three, which is the finale. And if I make it to top three, I get to come home and there's going to be a big celebration and a concert. So make sure to vote for me into the top three so I can come see everyone.
So are you in California right now then?
Yes.
Wow. And how long have you been living out there? Do you come and go, or have you stayed there during the run of the show?
I've been here since March consistently. I haven't left. Except for when we went to Disney, but.
And is that because of COVID and they're keeping everybody sequestered, or what? What's the reason for that?
I think they just like to have everybody here. We have a pretty busy schedule. We're filming a lot during the week and rehearsing a lot during the week. They just like to keep us here so that we can be on call if they need us.
I guess because sometimes you have to learn the song or learn how you're going to perform it with the instrumentation. Are you familiar with every single song you've sung, or are you learning some of them for the first time?
We definitely have to learn it and stuff during the week. I'm pretty familiar with, I think, all the songs I'm singing, except there's one on Sunday that we had to learn because, you know, there's different themes for each week.
Yeah.
So there's one on Sunday that we have to, that I had to learn, but I'm very excited for it. It's going to be really awesome. And that's all I can say right now. But.
Yeah, well, no, hold on, Grace. I want to know what the four songs are you're going to sing Sunday. Can you tell us that?
I can't tell you the songs, but I can tell you that one of the songs is a repeat from earlier in the competition.
Did you sing that one especially well and you're excited to sing it again, or is it one that you want another crack at?
I think it's one that I want another crack at.
Yeah. That Adele cover was pretty fantastic. Have you heard from the Adeles of the world or other artists? I mean, because you're covering their song, or people in the business, are people reaching out to you in any way?
Actually, Drake followed me. I haven't heard from Adele, but Drake followed me about a month ago,
mm-hmm.
and it was really crazy and really random. And I was like, wow, okay.
Wow.
And when I got into the top 12, actually, he DM'd me and he was like, congratulations, smiley face. I was like, thanks so much, Drake. it's just so weird to like talk to Drake. I don't know, but it was really cool. It's crazy that he knows who I am. So I'm very grateful to all the people that I've been reaching and who have seen me perform.
Yeah. Drake has not DM'd me, but I did walk past the Drake Hotel once, and it was really awesome.
Oh.
What were you thinking, Elif?
Well, this is kind of a strange question, but how do you make your voice do the vibrato thing when you're going from one pitch down to another pitch, like the? Because that's like, really hard. That has to be really. Go ahead.
No, so it's a vocal technique question. If I nerd out a little bit.
Go ahead.
That actually comes a lot from. So my teacher, Michelle Hackman, she's an opera singer and she teaches classical singing. And so I'm classically trained, even though it doesn't really sound like it. But actually a trick that I learned with classical technique, basically a lot of people tend to stop their air when they're switching from note to note. But the trick is you want to keep the air flowing through each note consistently and evenly. And when that happens, it's easy to make that, I guess what you're saying is vibrato happen over the course of the change of notes, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, thank you.
So do you sing in a band? Or, I mean, I wonder what you're in school or with your friends or you're classically trained. Do you imagine yourself on before American Idol, did you want to be an opera singer? Or what was the career path you've been hoping for yourself?
So it's actually kind of surprising. So a lot of people who are pop singers or R&B singers or soul singers, they actually have classical training. And it's just because classical technique is something that's applicable to really any style of singing. Even though you're singing in a way that's classically trained, it doesn't mean that you have to sing classical music. It actually carries over and it helps give your voice longevity for the rest of your career, which has been really awesome. So I always saw myself doing contemporary music and pop music and R&B music and all of that. So it's been really fun.
Okay. So Sunday night, four songs that she can't tell us. One of them is a song she's done. And hopefully everybody's going to vote for you and then get you into the final three. And then that's the big show. And then they'll come to Chicago and do the whole package and the hometown welcome and all of that stuff, huh?
Yes, if I'm on the top three, I will be in Chicago on Tuesday.